This week, the Trump administration announced another round of tariffs, this time on $200 billion worth of goods imported from China. We're talking about a list of nearly 6,000 items ranging from foods and cleaning products to mattresses and makeup. Our producers checked out the list.
Shampoos,
butter,
anchovies,
bird's eggs,
insecticides,
paints and varnishes,
preparations for permanent waving or straightening the hair,
sardines, mackerel, jack and horse
mackerel, dryers for
boysenberries,
cashew apples,
misters of mercury,
tilapia, catfish, carp, eel, Nile perch, snakehead, including
misters of
temptation,
ruminant
nuts, passion fruit,
fillet,
dried date,
natural
honey, strawberries,
natural
The list of Chinese goods affected by the new tariffs is 194 pages long, and they go into effect next week. They start at 10% and bump up to 25% in the new year. China quickly retaliated with its own tariffs on $60 billion worth of American goods. It's the latest in a swiftly escalating trade war between the two countries. Here to help us understand what this means for you and us as consumers is Amber McKinney. She's the assistant managing editor for Law 360 and co-host of Pro Se Podcast, and she oversees coverage of international trade. Amber, thanks for being here with me.
Thanks, Sarah. Great to be here.
As we just heard, there are a ton of things that will now be subject to tariffs. So come September 24th, I walk into a pharmacy or a Walmart or a Home Depot. What's different? Will consumers feel this right away?
I want to start by saying that the numbers here are so big and the list so long that it almost starts to feel like a fairy tale we're all talking about or something really that just seems pie in the sky that's hard to understand. But these are goods, the new tariffs are on goods that everyone buys. So it's important to understand that it's not China writing us a check and handing it to the U.S. Treasury. Importers are the ones that are going to pay the price for these. So that's Walmart or Target or Ford when they buy parts to put into their cars. And what happens is that either those retailers and manufacturers have to basically eat the increase in costs, or more likely, they pass it on to you when you go to buy those products.
Is there any way to measure how this will affect, say, the average household?
Well, critics of these tariffs say that you should really brace as a consumer for a big uptick on stuff you buy every day. I mean, as this the open of the segment showed us, it's everything. It's seafood. It's your toothbrush heads. It's a refrigerator that you need to replace in your kitchen. So it's a lot of things that are concerning for the average person. The National Retail Federation sent a letter ahead of when these tariffs were put in place, saying it would impact prices on just about everything. So consumers are really going to feel it.
And in the first round of tariffs on Chinese goods, the Trump administration deliberately tried to sort of minimize the impact on American consumers. We weren't supposed to really feel the tariffs. They didn't really target our everyday products. This round is clearly different. But there are some Chinese items that were taken off of this list. What kinds of things are exempt from tariffs and why?
So we did see that there was about 300 items out of that thousands on the list that were proposed and then taken off when this final list came out. It was stuff like smartwatches. It also included some things like baby carriages and some safety items, some bicycles, stuff like that. So it was consumer items, but it's a little unclear exactly why they were taken off. Apple did complain quite a bit about things like their smartwatches, and that ended up off the list. And also there's some idea that maybe a bit of this was that the tariffs are taking effect right before the holiday shopping season. Mm. So a few of these consumer goods fit into that bucket, and they're not currently on the list. But I just want us all to keep in perspective that it's 300 items off the list of thousands. So even though some were taken off, it's not a big saver for the average consumer.
And I'm speaking with Amber McKinney, and we're talking about the Trump administration's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports. Amber, the tariffs on $200 billion worth of goods comes on top of another $50 billion in tariffs already. So at this point, half of all Chinese imports to the United States are affected by tariffs. What does this mean?
Yeah, it's a wild time for trade right now. So we already had some tariffs on washing machines, solar panels, aluminum and steel, and those were tariffs on all countries. Then we've moved to these China-specific ones. And like you said, it's about half of our trading relationship with China at this point. And Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to make it essentially everything from China. He said over and over again that if China retaliates about these tariffs, then he's going to impose even more and basically bump it up to the maximum. And what we've seen is that China has kept pace in kind. So they're also very close to the maximum of the goods that we export into China. So we really have basically the highest escalation of these tensions that's possible.
Right. So Trump has said that if China were to just treat the United States fairly, this tit for tat would end. But it really seems like Trump is telling China, like, don't even think about responding with your own tariffs, right?
Yeah. And they have responded with their own tariffs. No one seems to be backing down. At this point, it's sort of a who's going to blink first kind of scenario. What we could see, there have been talks. There were some about 6 weeks ago or so between China and the U.S. We could see a revisiting of that, but we haven't seen any real progress being made. So it's very unclear how this is going to get resolved.
And we know that Trump is already threatening another $267 billion on Chinese goods. What is the larger picture? Is there any way to predict how this might play out 5 to 10 years from now?
It's really tough because there's a lot of debate about how exactly these tariffs will play out. Some U.S. companies will try to find supply routes that aren't through China. That might help a bit. But then there's others that say they can't. Right the second I have my hair pulled back with an elastic hair tie, and I bring that up because Goody, the company that makes those, is just one example, has said they can't move their production from China. It's just impossible. So you're going to have companies that face that problem as well.
All right. Amber McKinney is the assistant managing editor for Law 360. Amber, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.